We begin the current daf in Masechet Pesachim, daf Lamed Tes. We begin on the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues the next Mishnah, discussing the next topic in the halachas of Pesach regarding the halacha of Mor. They said we have to eat bitter herbs by the Seder night. That's where our Mishnah begins. So our Mishnah says, Ve'eli yirakos she'odim yoytzemen yodei chavas be'pesach. These are the types of vegetables, the herbs that can be used to fulfill one's chiv of Mor on Pesach. So the Mishnah begins listing, and the Gemara is going to explain what all these items are. Bechazeres, betamcha, uvachar chavina, uve'ulshin, uve'mar. So all these different items are going to be mentioned in the Gemara and explain exactly what they are, but these are the types of things can be utilized as items for mar. Then the Mishnah says, first of all, yoytzin behen bein lachim bein yevashin. One can fulfill their chiv with these items of mar, whether they're moist or whether they're dry. Second of all, avaloy kavushin, however, they cannot be preserved, and that is, let's say, if they're pickled in vinegar, v'loy shlukin, then they can't be something that was cooked so much until it's like got totally dissolved. V'loy mevashalin, and it can't be cooked the way things are normally cooked. So, however, although they can be eaten, whether moist or dry, however, they cannot be this type of cooking that had processed it, that now it's not going to have the original taste that it had. Third of all, umitzdarf on the kezayis, and that is they join together to create the share of kezayis that's necessarily for mar. And that is if he doesn't have a kezayis of each one individually, but he has a half of this type of mar and half of this one, then they could join together and they could fulfill his chiyav of mar by joining the two types of mar together. Fourth of all, the yeitzim bekelach shalhen, that you can fulfill your chiyav with these items of these vegetables for the halach of mar, even with their stalks. And finally, fifth of all, that is you can fulfill it even ubedmai, even if they're from produce that was purchased from Amma, or it's an ignoramus, which we're not sure if he took of Meiser or not, which has a loch status of Tmai. Uva Meiser Rishon, Shenidl Trumasa, and from the Meiser Rishon that's given to the Levi that he took off already the Truma that was supposed to be given to the Kayan. Uva Meiser Shenim Hektish and Niftum. And similarly, regarding Meiser Shenim and Hektish that were already redeemed, you can utilize these items you're purchasing these five types of mar of them with these items again of Meiser Shein and Hektish that were redeemed and Demai and Meiser Rishon that the Truma was taken off. However, as Rashi says, Tevel, that is totally untithe produce, that cannot be used for the Chiv of Mar on the Seder night. And that's Rashi tells us that even though the Meiser of Yerokas, of vegetables, are only rabbinic, that is Mederais, so you don't have to take off Meiser from vegetables. However, it would still be considered a mitzvah habab avera, although it's a rabbinic avera, it would still be considered a mitzvah habab avera, similar as the Gemara had said on Lamed Hayamid Beis, similar to an otzis, a pot that does not have a hole in the bottom, that's chiv to go take maizah on midrabanan. However, that would still invalidate it from fulfilling the mitzvah, and that would be the same case here regarding the halacha of mar. So now the Gemara begins to discuss and define exactly what are these five items that were mentioned in the Mishnah that we could fulfill our chiv of mar. Chazeres. What is that? That's chasa, that's lettuce. Ulshin is hindavi, that's endives. Tamcha, so Amarabba Barchani says, that's tamachta, tamachta shma, that its name is tamachta, that literally means a bitter herb, but there are those that translate that as horseradish. Charchavina, Amar Shem Melakish, atzvasa de dikla, that's like a vine that grows and it wraps itself around the tree, that item is considered a bitter herb that can be used for mar. And finally, uvamar is merirta, that refers to bitter herbs. So again, that was the definition of these five items that can be used as mar on the Seder night. Now, related to this, the Gemara brings Tanya bar Kappara. Bar Kappara brought down his version of what can be used. He says, "Eli yirakash ad miyotzim de chavas bepesach." These are the vegetables that one can use as the bitter herbs for mar on the Seder night. Is ba'ulshin, as we had already defined, that was the endives. Ubetamcha, ubetamachta, again, which is the possibly horseradish. Vacharchalin, vacharchavinin, uvachazarn. Rabbi Huda, he says, Af ulshe sada, he adds on, even endives that are in the fields, the wild endives, v'ulshe gina, and the garden variety ulshin. V'chazeres, and chazeres, which the Gemara asks under Behuda, ulshe gina v'chazeres, hatani l'resha. The first opinion mentioned in the Brisa that Bar Kappara brought down already said those two items of ulshe gina chazeres. Why, when he repeats it, does he add those two? It sounds like he's adding other things, he's only adding one thing. Now the Gemara says, what he meant, what he intends to say is, af ulshe sada, so too, the wild variety of the ulshin is ulshe gina v'chazeres, has the same halachic status as the ulshe gina v'chazeres, which you already said that works, and that is, this ulshe sada, although it has an auxiliary, has an added name to it, and that it's not just called ulshin, it's called the wild ulshin, the ulshe sada. Still, we consider it like the garden variety, which is just called Ushin. This has the same halachic status. Although the name is a little bit different, it's still included in that category, and therefore you can fulfill your chiv of mar with that. Rimeo Aimer. Rimeo says, Af asvas vitura umar yurayer. So he says that there's three; these three items are also valid for the halachas of Maror. So Amalei Rabbi Yisrael responded to Rabbi Meir, who says, wait a second. Asvas v'tura echadu. Don't quote those as two different things. They're the same item. Umar zehu yirur, and this third item that said umar yirur is also the same item. Mar is yirur, so just for qualification purposes, that's what we're considering would be considered for Maror. Similarly, the Gemara brings another braisa, Tanu Bei Shmuel, Eli Rokeshom Yitzim Yidei Chavas BePesach. These are the items that a person could use to fulfill his chiv on Pesach. B'chazeres, B'olshin, again, these are items that we had already mentioned in our Mishnah, U'betamcha, U'becharvinen, U'becharginen, U'behardoifnen. Rabbi Huda says, Avchazeres Yulin, B'chazeres Galen Kayitzim. Says the same thing would apply to different types of chazeres. Chazeres Yulin and Chazeres Galen, that they have these additional names that come along with it, that are different types of lettuce, that they're also included in the Chiyuv Maror and Pesach. Rabbi Ilo, Oymen Mishum Rebelaza, Af Arkablim. Now, Arkablim is a type of a large ivy that's thick, and it's its own kind, that would also be included in the Chiyuv Maror. However, he says, B'chazarti al kol tamid, if I went after all the students of Rabbi Eliezer, who I'm quoting this in, U'bekash l'chav, and I was searching for a friend, and that is to support me that he had heard the same thing from Rabbi Eliezer, I didn't find anybody that said that they heard the same statement that to prove that what I'm saying is correct. When I came in front of Blazman Yaakov, he agreed to what I was saying, that it was correct. B'Yudah says, Kol sheyesh li sraf, any herb that has sap, and that is when you cut it, so in the place where it's cut, you squeeze it out over there, there's a sap, a white sap that's going to come out, like a milky type of a liquid, that would be valid for the chiyuv of Maror on the Seder night. He says, kol shepanav machsifin, any vegetable that the surface of it, the color, pales, and that is, it's not as green as karti, which are how the green the other vegetables are, rather it's a little bit more pale, that qualifies as a bitter herb. Others say they qualify. They say, kol yerek mar, any bitter vegetable has to have both these components that we just mentioned. Yesh li sraf upanam machsifin. It has sap, and the face, the color of it, is more pale. And those are the simanim, those are the signs to know if that will qualify as mar. And Amr Rabbi Yechanan says, midivrei kulan, from the words of all of them. In other words, if you look at all the names that we just went through in the Gemara, when we quoted from our Mishnah, and the Tanna Bar Kappar, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Tanna Bar Shmuel, all these different Tannaic opinions, nomar, from all these things, we could learn something very simple. We could conceptualize all the different types. Yerek, mar, a bitter herb, yeshlai, first of all, sraf, it has sap, upana machsifin, and it has that the color gets, that it's paler green, and therefore, again, if you want to know what's going to be mar, you'll see if it has these two signs, and then you'll know that it's valid for the halachas of mar on the Seder night. And Rav Puna says, halacha kachem, the halacha follows this opinion of the chem, again, that to be considered yerek mar, to fulfill the chiv of mar on the Seder night, it has to have these two things, one that it has the sap, and also that it's going to have a paler green color. So the Gemara says, a story related to this, the Ravina Ashkechel Rav Acha Berei de Rava. Dava Mahada Amirta, he saw that it was going after the bitterest herbs that there were. This one that's called Mirirta. Amalei told him, Maidaitcha, what are you thinking? Why are you going after that one? The Mirirta is the most bitter of all the different types of bitter herbs, so you want to really do a real Mahadrin. But he says, but the problem is that if you look at all the Tanoic statements that we just mentioned, the first one in all of them, is chazeres, is lettuce. First of all, chazeres tanan, we learned now Mishnah chazeres, the first one. Similarly, v'tanah de Shmuel chazeres, there he also said chazeres, the first one. Obviously, we see that takes precedence over merirta, which was not mentioned towards the first. And for some reason, although that's the most bitter one, chazeres, which is lettuce, takes precedence. V'am Rebbeishu mitzvah chazeres, Rebbeishu says that it's a mitzvah to take the lettuce one, as the Gemara will momentarily quote from Rav and Rabbi Yonason, what would be the reason why lettuce would be more of a mitzvah than what's more bitter. V'am Rav, and Rav said, so my chazeres, why? What is chazeres? Chazeres is chasa, is lettuce. Now the question is, my chasa, why do they call it lettuce? What got it that name of chasa? So the reason is because it's a remembrance. Dechas rachmana ilavan, that Hashem had mercy on us, and that is why we prefer to have lettuce as used as the mar, because chasa, its name reminds us what happened in Mitzrayim, that he had mercy on us and saved us from the Egyptians. And Va'amr b'Shmuel bar Nachmini Amr b'Yehinasin. He says similarly, why were the Egyptians compared to Mar? And that is as the pasuk in Shema Yisrael says, for Yemar es Chayim, that the Egyptians made the Jewish people's lives bitter. So we see that they're equated with Mar. Loimelcha to tell you, Ma Mar zesh tchilas erach b'sebir kasha. Just like this Mar, this bitter herb, is first soft and then later it gets hard. And that is first that's the stalk is soft, but then later on it gets hard. So to the Egyptians, Tchilas and Raka, initially they were soft on the Jews. They didn't just put them into hard slavery right away. They first gave them pay, and they made them work, and it was soft. But slave and kasha, at the end it was hard. And again, that is why the reason is that Mar, the most preferred type, is the lettuce type, because it has these two components of, first of all, being hard at a later, it's soft first and then hard later in its stalk. And also regarding because its name, Chasa, reminds us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mercy over us. And therefore, that's the main component. So what are you doing searching for the more bitter one? Samalei Hajibi says, you're right. I retract. I'm not going to go ahead and just be searching for Mirta anymore because I understand now that the more important one is the lettuce type. So now on this topic regarding the translation that we're defining, what are those items that can be used for Mar? The Gemara asked a more fundamental principle question. Who said Mar is a type of a vegetable? Say it's the Mara, which is the gall of a fish. We say the word Mar is the word, so this Mar can be used in the word Mara. So maybe it's the gall of a fish, which is called Kufya. How do you know it refers to a vegetable? And that the Gemara says no, because Dumi de Matzah. The Pasuk equates Mara Matzah, as it says, Al Matzah Samarim Yechluhu, it compares the two of them, to tell you that Ma Matzah Gedula Karka, just like Matzah is something that grows from the ground, that's made from grain, Af Mar Gedula Karka, so too Mara is something that grows from the ground. But then the Gemara says, but Ve'ema Hirduf, let's say that it's Hirduf which also grows from the ground. That's a type of a tree, a piece of wood, that Moshe Rabbeinu made the bitter waters, the main Mara, he made it sweet with this bitter tree, as it says in the Mechilta, that it was a miracle inside of a miracle, that it was bitter and it made the bitter water sweet. And what was that? That was the Hirduf. So that also grows in the ground. So maybe that's the bitter thing. Maybe it's not a vegetable, rather it's a tree, and that's what you have to fill the Chiv Mar with. Another Gemara says, no, again, Dumi de Matzah, because Ma Matzah means Zeroyim. Just where you find the Matzah is a type of a seed, it's a type of a herb. Av mar min zroim. So to something, mar is something that's a seed, it's zroim, it's in that category, whereas a tree is not a vegetation in that regard, and therefore it can't be hirduf. But then the Gemara continues to ask, vei maharzifu. Say it's harzifu, which is a type of a zera, it's a type of a herb, and that's something it's like a sam hamavis, it's basically a death potion for an animal to consume it. Maybe that's archiv mar. And I think Mar says, no, again, Dumi de Matzah. We have to have it fully compared to Matzah, and that is Ma Matzah, Shenichas Bekesa Maisa, just like Matzah, something that can be purchased. With Maiser money, that you take Maiser Sheni money up to Yerushalayim, Af Mar Shenichas Bekesa Maisa, so too Mar has to be something that can be purchased with Maiser money, and Harzifu cannot be purchased with Maiser money because it's not what's called pre-Meichel. It's not something that's a fruit that's used for consumption purposes, and we need something that's used for eating. As the Pasuk in Dvarim Yudal compares it to wine and shecher and cattle, as the Pasuk says, V'nasata ha-kesha b'chol sh'ta'av v'nafshecher, you will use it for whatever your heart desires, but they're all food items. And therefore, since this herzifu is not a food item, it cannot be what would qualify as mar, because then it would not be a comparative to matzah, which is something that can be used to purchase with meister money, because it's something that's edible, that's used for eating. Now the Gemara asks, but Amalei Rabba Rav Chanan Labaya, Eimah Mar Echad. So fine, we understand that it has to be, as we're saying, it's a vegetable, but say it's one. And that is, we said so many different types in this Gemara, from all these different brises and mishnayos, say that's only one out of all these vegetables, not all these types, rather the most bitter of all of them, that should be the one, because it says entire Mar. How do you know there's so many different types? That's the Gemara answers, Meraim Ksib. When the Pasuk says, it says in the plural, Amatzes Umeraimim. So therefore, it's more than one type. But then the Gemara says, "Vayim Meraim Trei." So say that there's two, because the little amount that we know definitely is included in plural is two. How do you know there's so many more than that? And then the Gemara says, "Again, Dumi de Matzah, because it's comparative to matzah, and Ma Matzah mean harbor. Just like by matzah, we know they can be made of many types of grain, and therefore it's not only two; it's even three, four, five. Af Mar mean harbor. So to by Mar, we know that it's many different types, as we actually said in our Mishnah, five different types of Mar that qualify." Now regarding this halacha, so in related to this, the Gemara brings the following halacha. Amar Rav, Huna, Amar Rav. So Rav says this halacha, he says, Yirakush Sha'amr Chachamim, Regarding these vegetables, that we said that one can fulfill his chiyuv of mara on Pesach, kulan is joined by ruga achas. All these five types of vegetables that are all valid for halachas of mara can be planted in one row, in one bed of vegetables that are planted in one area. To which the Gemara asks, lememer de lesbahu mishum klaim, is that what he's telling us? That there's no halacha of klaim? Because that's what it means to say you could do it in one area, and there's no problem about the mixture of the different types that are there, that you're telling us that there's no problem of prohibited mixtures of vegetation. To which the Gemara asks, Masav Rava, Rava asks, we have a Mishnah in Klayim that says, Chazeres v'chazeres galan, which is again a different type of chazeres. Ulshin v'ulshi sada, the regular garden variety with the wild variety of ulshin. Kreshin v'kreshi sada, regular leek with the field type of leek. Kuzbar, which is coriander, v'kuzbis sada, and the field type. Chardel v'chardel mitzri, mustard and the mitzri type of chardel. With the las ha-mitzri v'hamrutza, and the mitzri type of gourd, and hamrutza, which is also a different type of gourd. Einum klaim ezembezeh. So the Mishnah klaim tells us that these are not considered mixtures one with the other. And although, as we said, some of them had an added name to them, and they were a different subcategory, that does not create a halach of klaim with the other one that's basically under the same category. So the Gemara makes an inference from that Mishnah. Chazeres v'chazeres galen in. What is the Mishnah klaim telling us? That when you have a different type of chazeres, or let's say a different type of ulshin, the ulshin and ulshin asada, yes, that would be considered not a problem of klaim. But chazeres for ulshin loy, but the inference would be, but if you had chazeres and ulshin, that wouldn't work yet. Rav is telling us all these different types, they could be planted in one area and they're not klaim. Now the Gemara says, v'chitem akuli b'hadadi kutani lo, if you're going to say that the Mishnah wasn't telling us that you could only have each one, it was putting it all together, that all these things are not klaim one with the other, chazeres, ulshin, kreshin, all these things are not going to be klaim. But the Gemara says you can't say that. V'amar Rav, but Rav himself said that zuga zugas kutani, that Mishnah klaim was saying, it was saying groups, that is chazeres, acheres, galen, ulshin, and ulshay sadin, all of them, they're not klaim one with the other. But the inference is that even Rav himself would agree that chazeres and ulshin not. Yet how could Rav himself say this halacha that you can plant all these different types together? Another Gemara answers to understand Rav's statement. Mine is roin. What did Rav mean when he said kulan is drawn by ruga achas? They could all be planted in one row. What he meant to say was the Amar Rav. The Rav said nizroin kil chasam. They could be planted according to the proper halachic procedure that they shouldn't be nourishing one from the other and not pulling any nurture from the ground. For example, as the Gemara Masechta Shabbos and Pidalet Amid Beis explains, that you could have five different types of grains, of vegetables, in one patch that's 6x6 tefachim, which would not be a problem. And yes, they would be a problem of klaim if you made them in the area that they're close to each other. What Rav was saying was that what you could do with these things is you could make it in one patch according to the halachic process that's said in Masechta Shabbos, which the Gemara asked, but kel chasan? I needed Rav to tell me this, that you could do in the halachic procedure, but Tanina, that's what we learned over there in Masechtas Klayim, as we continue on Talmud Beis, as it says in the Mishnah over there, aruga shishisha shisha tvachim, a bed that's the plantation that's in the ground, that's 6x6 tvachim squared, zarin betecha chemishas rainim, you could plant in it five different seeds. How do you do that? It's a problem of klayim. You could have arbal arbaruchas aruga. You have four on four different sides of the row. V'achas b'emtza, one in the middle, and then none are going to be nourishing from the other. And you have those the differentiations on the top that you see that they're different types. And there's no problem of klayim. And therefore, since you have that procedure, why do I need Rav to tell me that? The Mishnah Klayim already tells me that. Why do I need him to tell me? Yes, there are different types. He's agreeing, as we see in the Mishnah Klayim. Then he says you can do kahalocha, but that Mishnah already tells us that. And that the Gemara says, I would have thought to say, as that's what the Mishnah seems to be saying, that you're allowed to plant them when they're zroin, when they're grain, when they're seeds. Those types of things you can plant in such an area. I would think to say, but vegetables, which have a larger area of nourishment, they pull more, there you're not allowed to go ahead and have it even in that halachic area that we said, because it's going to be getting, even though it's on the four sides and one in the middle. That's what we have to tell you, that no, it is permitted. Yerokas is the same as Ryan. It's not going to pull more. And if you do it in this halachic procedure, it's going to be permitted even with these vegetables of the Mar. But then the Gemara asks, Lememer the Yeroka Salimi, are you trying to tell me that vegetables are stronger, that it pulls more nourishment than Mizroim? And that is that you're going to have to tell me that, oh, not only is that Heter in the Mishnah Klayim by Zroim, but it's even by Yerokas that you could have five in the bed of 6x6. But Vatnan, we learned in the Mishnah over there, Masechtas Klayim, it says All types of seeds, you're not allowed to plant in one bed. And that is even in this measurement that we just said of the five and the six, four on each side and one in the middle, because it does pull more. But then, as Rashi tells us, this that it says in the Mishnah over there, that zorin b'teicha, that you could plant over there, chamisha zorinin, five types of seeds, what essentially means, obviously, as it seems to be contradicting that other part of the Mishnah, it refers to vegetables. And that's what it said, that you could plant it kilchasan. Whereas by zorin, you cannot even plant in the halachic procedure, because by zorin, it will pull more, even though you have the separation. Only komin yirok is zorin beruga achas. Only all types of vegetables you could plant in one pasture. You see, to the contrary. You see, not that vegetables will pull more than seeds. To the contrary, vegetables are allowed in that area, and seeds are not allowed in that area. So again, what is Rav teaching us with vegetables? That already we know in that Mishnah climb, because it's only talking about vegetables. As we prove from the other part of the Mishnah, that zorin are not allowed with that heter. So therefore, the Gemara says, rather, mao de tema, that what I needed Rav for was, I would have thought to say that hani mar, these types of mar, min zroim ninu. I would have thought to say that they are types of seeds, and therefore, hence, they're not included in this heter of planting in this one patch, as we said, because seeds do draw more than vegetables. Kamashmon, that's why I needed Rav to tell me that these mars are types of vegetables, and therefore they can be planted, as that's what the heter of 5 and 6 by 6 is including, only vegetables, not zroim. But then the Gemara asks, Zroim Sulkataitach, can you entertain such an idea to say that the types of mar that we were speaking about in the Mishnah are Zroim? But all the Tanoim, when they quoted, they say that they're Urakis. As the Gemara says, Vatanan, in our Mishnah, we learned they're called Urakis, they're vegetables. Vatanan Bakapar Urakis, Vatanan Beishmul Urakis. How can you say that? That he's telling us that they are Urakis and they're not Zroim? Who would have thought that they're Zroim? We all the Tanoim already. Rav is later on. They all told us that they're Urakis. Why do we need Rav to tell us that it's Urakis? So rather, Gemara finally says that, rather, what Rav was teaching us was Chazeres. What he needed to tell us was regarding the halacha of Chazeres of lettuce. To tell us that regarding, you're right, regarding all vegetables, we know we could do this halachic process of 5 in 6 by 6 tefachim. He wanted to tell us regarding lettuce that it's just like the other vegetables, that they can be planted in one patch with the other four types that was mentioned on Mishnah. That is sulkadai dechamina. I would have thought to say, hail v'soivel hakshas. Why would lettuce be different? Because ultimately, the stalk of lettuce ends up becoming very hard, becomes thick. Therefore, we should have to give it more space because it ends up expanding. And therefore, it should need more room than other vegetables. And that is, as we find, didn't he tell us that klach shal kruv shahaksha, regarding the stalk of cabbage that gets hard? We have to expand the area of where you're allowed to plant a base raiva. And that is that you're not allowed to plant any other kind within that area, which is much larger than other things because it expands. Alma, so we see, kiven the seifel lahakshus, yavin le'raf chetvei, since it's ultimately going to end up getting hard and it's going to get thick, it's going to expand, we have to give it more space. Just like we find by cabbage, so hachinami, therefore here also, regarding the lettuce, neisiv le'raf chetvei, I would think to say you have to give it more space. Kamashmon, that's what the Gemara's mechadish, the Rav's telling us that no, that you don't need to, it has the same status as all the other vegetables, which it's different than cabbage, and it allows this heter of having five different types, one of them being lettuce, in that area of 6 by 6 tefach. So now the Gemara continues discussing our mission that said, Yaitzim hen, we can fulfill all these different types of mar, bein lachin, bein yevesh, b'chulu, whether they're moist, whether they're dry, doesn't make a difference, it's still going to be qualified as having the chiyav of mar. However, the Gemara qualifies this halacha. Amr b'chizda, leishanu, we didn't learn this halacha in the Mishnah, that when it's dry, it still has the taste of mar, which is what we need to have to taste the bitterness of Mitzrayim, ela bekelach, only by the stalk. And that, why is the stalk even when it's dry? Because since it's thick, it doesn't, when it's dry, it doesn't dry up to lose the flavor of the bitterness. Of Ba'alin, Rav Chisda says, but regarding the leaves, lachin in yevesh lai, the halacha of the Mishnah would not apply. It would only be if they're moist, but if they're dry, then it's like dust, and it wouldn't have any taste whatsoever, and that would not qualify as the halacha of Amar on Pesach. But then the Gemara asks, but Bahamad Tani Seif, but if you look at the Seif of our Mishnah, says, Bekelach Shalhem, that it's coming to tell us that regarding the stalk that you can fulfill it with also. Now, Mechlal, the Resha Alon, so obviously the Resha, which wasn't talking about the stalks here, because that's only the Mishnah later on is telling us, was talking about the leaves. And if it's talking about the leaves, when the Mishnah qualifies and says that whether it be moist or whether it be dry, obviously is going and telling us what we're talking about, which is only the leaves, it could be even that's dry. That contradicts what Rav Chisda is saying. And that the Gemara says, no. Pirushi kamet farish. That's what the end of the Mishnah was coming to explain. Ki ketani bein lachem and yevashim. This that we just said, that it's valid, the mur, whether it's moist or whether it's dry, that's specifically what the Mishnah comes to tell us. That is so too, that is on al-kelach. That is only on the stalk. However, regarding the leaves, it would not be valid if it was dry, because then it would just be like dust. To which the Gemara asks, Mesvei, we learned in Abraisim, it says, Yoitzin behen ubekelach shalhen. As our Mishnah says, you could fulfill the chi of a mar, both with the leaves and with the stalks of all these items that are considered mar. Bein lachen, bein yevashim, whether they're moist, whether they're dry, divrei meir. No, lachen yitzben. They say generally mar can only be if it's moist. Yevashim and yitzben, but you cannot fulfill it when it's dry. B'shaven, but they both agree sheyitzben kamushin, that you can fulfill your chiv even if they're withered. Avaloy kavushim, and not if they're preserved. Avaloy shlukin, not if it's cooked so much that it starts falling apart. And not even how it's cooked regularly. What is the general rule? What is the concept that we're trying to demonstrate that makes it valid for mar? It's kol shiyesh b'tam mar yitzbay. Whatever has the flavor of mar, of that bitterness, then you can fulfill your chiyuv with that. V'chol she'im b'tam mar, which would be if you don't have the taste, let's say when it's so well cooked and pickled, then you would not fulfill your chiyuv. So basically, the Gemara's question is, we find by the opinion of Reb Meir that he says that you can fulfill your chiyuv of mar with them, which is a reference to the leaves, and b'klachen, and with the stalks. And he says clearly, bein lachem bein yevashim, which sounds like it's going on both of them. Now, our Mishnah that says that yevashim are also valid, Amar, obviously is like Reb Meir, because the Chacham say that you can never use yevashim. And hence, if Reb Meir is our Tana, he says clearly that the leaves are also kosher even when they're dry, because he doesn't differentiate. He says whether they're moist, whether they're dry, and whether it's the leaves, whether it's the stalks. So therefore, you see clearly, not like Rav Chisda, that the Tanav Mishnah, who is Reb Meir, holds that it's going to be even on the leaves. To which the Gemara says, Targuma, that interpret that this that Reb Meir said, that the same thing would apply, whether they're moist or whether they're dry, is only going back, Akelach, is only going back on the stalks, but it was not going back on the leaves. He says, yes, you can fulfill Yechiv Mar, whether it's the leaves or whether it's the stalks, and whether it's dry, whether it's moist, that was going back in the last item, which he said, of Kelach, but not back on the leaves, and therefore it's not a contradiction to Rav Chisda. Now the Gemara continues with a different brisa, which argues on one component that both Tanan from the previous brisa agreed upon. Tanaban lina brisa, ein yoitzin ben kemushin, which is what both had agreed on before of Remei and Lacham, that you could fulfill it. Here this Tana says you cannot fulfill Yechiv of Mar if they're withered. Mishmer Belazaber, tzadik amru, yoitzin ben kemushin, he does agree like the previous brisa that you could fulfill Yechiv of Mar even if it's withered. Now more on this topic, the Gemara brings Boyer Rama Bar Chama. He asked the following question. What is halacha? Could one fulfill his chiv of mar with meiser sheni in Yerushalayim? That is, he has herbs that are from the meiser sheni that he brought up to Yerushalayim. Can you go ahead and use that meiser sheni for the chiv of mar on the Seder night? So the Gemara says, the question would not even start according to Rabbi Kiva, because it's obvious that he would hold that you could use it. Because hashta b'matzah, if we find by matzah, which the meiser of grain, which is what matzah is made from, is deiraisa, it's a halacha deiraisa, and that is because, and the point is that since it's deiraisa, that's chiyuv ma'aser, hence, you would logically be able to disqualify the matzah of ma'aser sheni from being used as matzah, because as we had said in the previous daf, that it has to be able to be eaten b'chol moy shavis, in all your settlements, matzah has to be able to be eaten. Now, ma'aser sheni cannot be eaten midaraisa, which is what the grain is, midaraisa, cannot be eaten in all your settlements. It has to be eaten just in Yerushalayim. And hence, l'chor, you would think over there that you would not be able to fulfill it with. Yet, nafik, Rabbi Kiva says that one does fulfill his chiv, and as the Gemara had previously explained that, because were it to become tame, you would be able to redeem it, and then there would be a permitted way to take it out of Yerushalayim. Therefore, we consider in the category of Meshavis, we have ribuyim to say that it's going to be something that you can fulfill. And therefore, logically, b'mar, regarding mar, which is a vegetable, which the ma'aser on vegetables, is drabon and is only rabbinic. And minat Torah, it's most definitely included in the heter of Meshavis, because minat Torah, you could eat it wherever you want to, because it's not minat Torah considered ma'aser at all. It's only rabbinic invention for it to be considered ma'aser. Mibay, would you have a question? That of course you'd be able to fulfill your chiv of meshavas, and therefore you can make mar, you could utilize the chiv of mar from this rabbinic meiser sheni. The question is, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Galili, what would it be? Because he argues on Rabbi Akiva, and he holds that you cannot use Maiser Sheni for matzah. So the question is, is it that we say that only by matzah, which is not Torah, that you cannot fulfill it? Because again, that's not Moishavos. He does not agree to the concept that Rabbi Akiva says, because it would become Tomei and so forth. And therefore, since it cannot be eaten B'chol Moishavos, it won't qualify for the Chiyuv of matzah. Of a mor drabban enough, but mor that's only rabbinic meiser sheni. There maybe you would be able to fulfill your chiyuv of what it has to be eaten b'chol meishavos, and therefore you would be able to have the mor of meiser sheni. A dilma, or maybe called the kinder drabban, the kinder eistok, and maybe however they instituted that the halachas of rabbanan were with the same standards as the reisa standards, and that is it does not have a heter b'meishavos because it's Meiser Sheni, although it's on a rabbinic level, but we gave it the same status as the Raisa Meiser Shenis. And therefore, just like we equate Mar to Matzah, as it says in the Pasuk, Matzah Merem Yechlu, we say that just like Matzah needs to be eaten in all Meishavas, so to Mar, we give it the same standards, and therefore it would not be valid. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Mistabe would make sense, it would be logical to say Matzu Umar. And that is because we do equate Matzah Mar, as the Pasuk says, Matzah Merem Yechlu, and therefore, just like Matzah, that when it has the status of Maiser Sheni, you cannot fulfill your chi with it because it's not B'chol Meishavos. It could only be eaten in Yerushalayim, not in all your settlements. So tomorrow, that when it has the status of Maiser Sheni, although rabbinic, it's still going to be compared to matzah and it cannot be eaten B'chol Meishavos, and therefore you cannot fulfill, according to B'chol Glili, your chi of a mar with the mar of Maiser Sheni. Now we continue with the next Mishnah, returning to the topic of chametz that we had earlier been speaking about. So the Mishnah begins. Ein sharin es amursin l'tanagam. One is not allowed to soak the bran for the chickens. Then that is, of course, due to the concern about the item that becoming chametzik. But one could scald that is by putting it into boiling hot water, where that does not allow the bran to ferment to become chametzik. Similarly, ha'ishali tishres amursna, a woman is not allowed to soak the bran, and that is because they would use it as a lather for their skin, because the problem would be if you would soak it, that would cause it again to become chametzik. And she would use it shetolich biyad lemerchetz to take it in her hand to the bathhouse. So she cannot do this. She can't soak it first to be able to use as some type of a cleaning item, because again of the possibility of becoming chametz. Avol shafehi bibsar yavish. However, she can use dry bran as an item to go ahead and soap herself with that. And that's in spite of the fact, as Rashi tells us, that there's water dripping on her body. As long as the bran is dry, she didn't soak that, that's not a concern of it becoming chametz, and that would be allowed. And finally, the Mishnah says, Lo yilas adam chitin b'necha makas, a person not allowed to chew wheat and then put it on his wound, which would be therapeutic. Mimneshe machmitzes, again, because by doing that process, by putting it in your mouth and then putting on the wound, that's going to cause it to become chametzik, and therefore, again, that would be usher because of a concern of making it chametz. Now, on this topic, the Gemara brings Tanabon, we learn the Braisa. Now, our Mishnah spoke about items that were concerned doing this might cause it to become a chametzik. The Braisa now tells us these are the types of items that we're not concerned of it becoming a chametzik, and therefore we won't have these such concerns. And that is ha'afui. Bread that was baked, no matter how long you're going to soak it, it's not going to become a chametzik. V'amavushal, if it was cooked. V'cholot shecholta bereischen. And if something was scalded in boiling hot water, these are items that we're not concerned anymore about soaking it, of it becoming chametzik. It's impervious to becoming chametz. To which the Gemara asks, mevushal? Something that's cooked? What do you mean? Ad mevashalei, as you're cooking it. In other words, when the water is still lukewarm, before it got heated up in the process of cooking, mechama, that itself will cause it to become chametzik. What are you saying? Oh, there's no problem about things that are cooked, but what do you mean? As you cooked it, you made it chametzik. And as Rashi tells us, because we can't say that you had not put it in when it was lukewarm, which that process would make it chametzik, but rather you waited till it got boiling hot and then threw it in, and then when you do that, that does not allow it to become chametzik, because that was another case that was mentioned in the Braisa of chalot shecholta bereischen, and about when you're scalding it in boiling hot water. So that's obviously not the case of cooking. So how do we understand cooking as that, oh, no concern about becoming chametzik now anymore, but what I mean, you actually made it chametz when you went and cooked it. So Amar Papa explains that there was no separate case of what it meant was, it was one case. What we were saying was, the baked item that was cooked, in other words, that even if after you baked it, you cooked it, now there's still not going to be a concern of it becoming chametzik, because again, once you bake something, there's no concern. But yes, you're right. Cooking itself would definitely make it chametzik as it's sitting there before the pot becomes boiling. That lukewarm water is going to make it chametzik. On this topic, the Gemara brings Tanya, we learn the Braisa. says, Kemach shenofel toichid delef, flour that drips were coming in, let's say a leaky roof where it's at the edge of the roof, this drips coming from the roof that's dripping into it. Afila kol yom kula, even the entire day, now definitely water and flour, definitely you would think is a problem of chametz stick. However, einai bor l'dei chametz, that does not come to chametz. And the purpose and the idea of this is just like we were saying in the different brayos, certain things that are impervious to becoming chametz. If there's constant work on the flour and it's not just sitting, it doesn't allow it to become a chametz stick. So therefore here also the constant dripping, it does not allow it to become a chametzik, and therefore there's no such a concern. However, Amar Papa, Papa qualifies this, and he says, "V'huda avit tif lahaditiv." This is only that if it is a constant drip, one after another, that there's no time space between them, yes, then it would be, but if it's drip, and then a while later drip again, then it would definitely become chametzik. So on this topic, the Gemara says, "Amid debrei b'shila, basika shari." Basika, which was a type of a food dish made out of flour, is permitted. But then the Gemara asks about Tanya Vesikasa. We learned the Brayis Vesikasa. I think it was a loy kasha. It's not a difficulty because it depends how you make it. Hada avde b'mishcha u'milcha. This is talking about when we said that it's going to be permitted when it's made with oil and salt and flour. And the reason is, as we had said in the previous stuff, that may peiris, that fruit juices, are not mechametz. It does not cause something to become mechametz. And therefore, oil is not going to make a chametz. And therefore, it's permitted. The one that we said that's usher is when it's made with water and salt. Made water and salt, definitely. There's a problem over there of it causing it and becoming chametz. Finally, the Gemara says, Amma zutra, le'limchi inish kidra. A person should not thicken up a cooked dish. And the way they would do that, they would be smoothing in flour inside of it to go ahead and just thicken it up to give it a consistency. A person should not do that even bekimcha da'avishna. Even with flour that was dried up and roasted in the oven when it was still moist, which is how they make what's called kali, and hence you would think would be have the status as what's called off or baked, which we said once it's baked, there's no concern about chametz. In spite of that, one should not do this. Dimolei bashal shapur, because maybe it wasn't fully cooked, maybe it didn't become as roasted as it was necessary in the oven, and therefore v'asa dechimetz, it's going to come to chametz. When in the cooked dish you're putting it in, it's going to become chametzik, and therefore when you're mixing it there, it's going to become chametzik. And the reason, as Rashi says, because generally when you're making this cooked dish, you don't usually put in when the dish is boiling hot. Again, if you put it when it's boiling hot, that would be like scalding, which is not a problem. It doesn't allow it to become chametz. But since you don't usually do it that way, again, these are the concerns we have about, although you actually roasted it and it's afoy, these are the concerns that we have that we're not going to let you put it in because maybe it wasn't fully roasted. And again, by having it soaking now in the dish, it's going to allow it to become chametz. Similar to the halacha concept known as gebrachs about putting matzah in a liquid due to the concern that maybe there was an area that wasn't fully baked and hence it could become chametz in the item.